Blog Talk Radio.
That's a bad Wally Ollie asking a serious question. Why do they pray to a Caucasian man in the church? why in the opposite book tell them not to? Why do they do that? So we here tonight is come to some conclusion or solution why they do that and why they shouldn't do that. So we like to open our Blog Talk Radio station up tonight, helping out Sister Zaire, she don't feel up to the show tonight, so I thought I'd help her for a second time. So first we like to say a prayer called El Fatiha. It means to get this show, get this thing open and started and moving. And first we'll say it in the Arabic language, and then we'll say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyyaka and Abudi Akanastain. Etene Sirat Mustaqim. Sirat Uladina Anto Alayhim. Glory Magdubi Alayhim. Waladori. I mean, receive protection with Allah and cherish the name of all the world, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live. Thee alone do we supposed to be worshiping, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestow thy favors on, and not of those who rapid brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greeting in the world. There's no greeting, master's greeting, and this is a greeting of peace. And we say it like this in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. Simply mean, may God peace be upon you. And that obligates both of us and all of us to keep the peace. We are tonight on the Blog Talk Radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad, who hid in the Sim School, Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School, the W.D. Muhammad High Colleges, every on the planet, Sim School, we want to all over the planet. And these Sim School represent the belief in God, worship in God. Most so to get an education, but also get an education respecting God. And that's the best education you can get. So we here tonight on the Blog Talk Radio station. I always had the message of concern. And my wife, she got the message to children, to see the problem with the children and helping the children. But anyway, maybe she'll be back. But anyway, I'd like to read something quickly from Surah 2 Al-Baqarah. Al-Quran, Allah says, Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, Ayah 162-165, Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say hello. My worship and my sacrifice in my life and my death for Allah, the Lord of the world. He has no partners. And this is I'm commanded. I am the first of those who surrender unto him. Say, shall I seek another than Allah for my Lord? When he is the Lord of all things, he sole earned only and on his own account. None does any ladder bears another load. Then unto your Lord is your return, and he will tell you that what in you different. He is the who has placed you as victorious over the earth and have exalted some of you over and ranked above others. He may try you by the best test that which he has given you. Lo, thou Lord is swift in prosecuting any law. He is often forgiven and most merciful. Surely Allah has spoken the truth. We thank Allah for this gift putting in the book to remind us that we should worship nothing but God. Put no image. And Wali Ali sung it very clearly that they put all them lies in the church and other places. And they've been doing it for centuries and centuries. And they have caused major problems between the human family. So we in the night to clean up the mess that we find ourselves in. They said that we find ourselves in America. And they asked the question, what is Islam? Islam is a complete way of life that reflects submission to the will. Islam means submission. Derived from the Arabic word salam, meaning peace. It's what the religion, they said, who is a Muslim? A Muslim is someone who submits to the will of God. Everyone is born a Muslim, and that environment make them otherwise. How does one become conscious Muslim? To become a Muslim, to make publicly declaration that there is no God but Allah, and one God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. That is called the Shahadatay. So there's simple that we can tell people. And but they don't, the people that don't know that how simple it is to become a Muslim. We don't be grounded in no water or sprinkled with no water and call Father and then pull back up out of the water and say Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Every man has the potential of being a father. Every son has to respect his father. And a ghost is by Webster, a ghost is nothing but a figure of that person's imagination. I mean, you can see him, but can't nobody else see him. So that's a figure of your imagination. So they put all this in the religion of so-called Christianity. That's not pure Christianity. Any religion that is pure, that is from Allah, the Creator, they must have in their worship one God, worship one God in spirit and truth. If they got something other than that, that's not a religion from Allah, that is a false religion, that is a pagan religion, and that religion have allowed to come in and deceive people until the truth come to them. But in the nature in the person that will keep them guided on the right path, the right nature, God put good in all of us. He said he everything he made was good, and he made us the best. But people can put their ideas, positive ideas in you. They can come with their manipulation. They can come with their lies, but Allah, if you really a God conscious person and you really love God with all your heart and all, then you can overcome that, and then you can become a human being, a good human being, because Abraham did it. So all praise are due to Allah. We're here tonight to still work on building a good house, tearing down the old and coming up with a better house than these people have put us in, so we can have everything that we need to be happy with. Satan do not want anybody to be happy. His main opposition is to keep you unhappy, keep you unbalanced, keep you unstable, keep you wishing and praying for the material, and not praying to God for his guidance, but to pray for the material so you can have a little more than the people next door. That's what they want you to pray for. That's the reason they want you to pray. They want you to pray for you could have a little more than the people that stay next door to you. They want you to be in competition of that prayer. Allah said, prayer is to him. And Allah says, sincere prayer is the best prayer that you can make. Sincere prayer to the one creator of this creation. And then Allah will send you help from sources that you had never thought and never could imagine it was coming. So all praise are due to Allah. So we are tonight to kill evil, get rid of falsehood, shun the devil, make the devil unhappy, and make him unpleased, and make him, if we can, leave and never come back to us. The bad ideas, the wrong thinking, and lies never come back to us. We want to run Satan away. So we all have opportunity to get rid of Satan, because Satan is at all of us, and especially he at the children today, and he used whoever he pleased. He used a Beyonce, a nil of a nil, a PR card or whatever name. He used any of those women to get our little girl. He will use Snooki Dog Dog. Why? Because people look up to Snoop. They look up to the dog. I mean, what kind of man would call himself a dog? And then also we say he's a father of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad too. But when I see him smoking the drugs and saying things he do, he just playing games. He's not following the teaching of Elijah or following the teaching of Imam W. Muhammad. So you can play with this religion. And you will see that you playing with fire. You playing with something that will never go out. You playing the wrong play, the play with this religion. Your man, your mind, your intellect, your intelligence can leave you in a blinking of an eye. Ask Jamie Foxx, can it leave him in a blinking of an eye? Call him up now. I sent him a letter, actually. He thought he was going to die. But Allah brought him back. Give him another chance. And hope he do the right thing with the chance. For our last movie he played as a woman. Played as a gangster. So you can't keep doing wrong and getting good from God. Their book make it clear. The Bible make it very clear. You reap what you sow. If you sow wrong, then wrong going to come back and punish you. If you sow right, do the right thing, do the best you can, then God going to reward you for the good you do, whatever ounce of good you do. But you can't do wrong and mislead people with helping Satan to mislead people to destruction. And think you're going to get away with that? No. No, we're all accountable for what we do after we get a certain age. After we get a certain age, when we know yes, no, maybe, and I can't do that. When we learn all of that, I better not do that. When we learn all of that, then we at the age to remind ourselves that as God sees and knows everything we do. Our book, the Quran, says, whatever you scribe for, it will soon come in sight. It didn't say it wasn't coming in sight. It said it was soon. It didn't say it come instantly in sight. It said it will soon come in sight. Whatever you scribe for. So we said scribe to please your Lord. That's what we are for. To move the image that have caused people to deviate away from the Creator himself. We want to go back to the one God and stay on course if God is one. that we're supposed to be a family man. We're supposed to everybody, but especially the family ties, especially the home, the home environment. We must bring keep peace in our home. We can't bring Dracula and Santa Claus and Critical Hook and all that foolishness in your house and think you're going to have some peace. It's not going to happen. You bring in a bad spirit in the house. And bad spirit, what it created is to bring the bad spirit and cause a bad behavior from people who pick up that bad spirit. So all praise are due to Allah. So we here tonight because we love the human family, all of them. We all come from Adam. We supposed to be one people. And we know Satan used the color scheme to divide us up, the economics and everything else, statics in the world, degrees. He used everything, every kind of weapon he can use. They're like they used it on the plantation, had the brown skinned man out in front of the house cutting the grass, and had the real light one on the inside serving, and had the real dark one way out there picking cotton among the snakes and the stickerbriers all day long trying to pick a pound of cotton. Huh? Had the babies and everybody, mama did it, picking cotton, getting stuck in the hand by those stickers. So somebody got to pay for that. They didn't get paid, and they were told by their own book, pay a man before the brow dries. They didn't practice what they both have been learning from the preacher. So all of them are in trouble. All of them is a problem. And all of them should be asking God. Every time they see an African-American, they should get on their knees and pray to God and ask God to forgive them for what they did to us. Hmm? The terrible thing that we don't have time to mention all of, what they did to us. And they got a record of ears and nose and private parts belong to the African American. They got all that stuff they cut off. The Indian, they got some of the scalp and the Indian in the trunks. And they passed that stuff on down to their grandchildren. And their grandchildren still got it. Ears, eyes, nose, and a whole lot of stuff they put in the trunk. So we're here today because we are praying to God, and God heard our prayer while we was on the plantation. He answered the prayer. He answered the prayer, and now we want to get what we truly deserve, and that's reparation. And those people don't want reparation, and they say that they want to make fun of you for asking for reparation. That gives them the greeting and keep walking. You can't argue with a fool. You try to argue with somebody whose mind is made up to be foolish, to reject anything of good, you're wasting your time. And we're not supposed to do that. There's a script on the internet about a lion, the lion, the donkey, and the tiger. The tiger and the donkey was arguing about the grass. The tiger said that the grass is green and the donkey said, no, it ain't, it's blue. And the donkey said, let's go to the lion and ask him. So they went to the lion and the donkey asked the lion, Mr. Lion, is the grass green? Ain't the grass blue? The lion said, yes, it is green, it is blue. And the donkey asked the lion to punish the donkey. He said, donkey, you've been punished for 5 years. 5 years, you don't say nothing for 5 years. So the donkey ran off. But as the tiger got ready to leave, he asked the lion, he said, ain't the grass green? He said, yeah, the grass green. He said, but you tell him, he said, I'm punishing you for arguing with somebody that ain't got no sense. You don't waste your time arguing with a fool. You getting exactly what you do. You don't argue with no fool. Huh? So that's the same logic that we use. To you be your way and to we be our way and they be their way when we can't come to no good conclusion. That's what we have to tell. We don't keep arguing. We both argue in a way that best, but after we argue the way that best, stop arguing, move on. That's oppression when you try to force somebody to bleed like you bleed. So you move on. You give them the truth. Like Prophet Muhammad was told, may God peace and blessing be upon him. He said, don't worry, don't fret over these people. Your job is the only job to do that you make this truth clear to them. And then that's all your job. Your job is not to make them attend to their fair. Let them think the way they want to. Ain't no portion, ain't no force in this religion. And that's what the prophet did. He hate to lose somebody. He hate to see somebody lost. Because the prophet was allowed to go to heaven. He was allowed to look into hell. And he seen those people. It said the prophet came back crying because he didn't want to see nobody go to a place like that. But he couldn't stop them. He won't see nobody in there burning, screaming, hollering, you know, whatever. He didn't want to see nobody. And we don't either, but we are limited. The only thing we can do is make this message clear. There's nothing there to be worshipped besides the one God. And the one God is one who lives, and he never dies. He independent of everything. We all depend on him. There's no independent people talking about they're independent. Everything in this creation depends on God. Rock, rain, ocean, everything you can imagine, it depends on the Creator for his substance. So I thank you for listening. I'm going to bring someone else up. May Allah continue to bless us on this journey of this message of concern show where we trying to help the people to come back and see that there is only one God, and the best way to live on this earth is to serve that one God, and don't let the criticism coming from the criticizer sway you to do otherwise. Worship God in spirit and truth. If God didn't love you, he would never plan us on this earth to be tested. So that speaks for itself. We are here because the Creator loved us, and we are Muslim because the Creator loved us enough to let us see that there ain't nothing there to be worshipped besides one God. So if you see something better than that, you know something better than that, please match one and come into your queue, and we'll cut your mic on. So anybody else would like to say something at this time, please match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. So we're here because we want to be here. We're here because we love the Creator of this creation. I see one of the co-host worker here. My wife and I, Dayar Akpa, and Sujah Muhammad, and from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, him and his wife, Karan, they're also cohort workers. And sometimes Brother Muhammad from Columbus, he drops in every 9 days. He drops in now. And he got some things to say, and we obliged to help him in those things he said. Help him out. So we ain't Christian, Jews, and Muslims are one. The label, don't get rid of the content of the character in that label. And if it's submitted to God's will, it's a Muslim. Okay, bring Brother Hameen Muhammad up. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Hameen.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yeah. I'm packing up because I got to go and deal with my AT and get some dinner and stuff. But all praise be to Allah. Allah bless me to understand. I'm not only selling pictures, but I'm selling T-shirts. Some of these celebrities. Yeah, yeah. And the masks, because they talk about the COVID coming back. So people are buying the masks again. So, oh, praise be to Allah. Yeah, yeah.
You're about the mask. They're coming back.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they say. They say that COVID is, that's what the doctor said. That's what the doctor Ramadan was saying the other morning. Yeah,
yeah. They say never.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the mask
so, yeah, yeah. I guess it's because it's always from a different kind of strain. Oh, that COVID, you know, and
I'm telling you, you can't sleep, it's all kind of gotta do what we gotta do to stay alive. I know I got my guard in the back, and I know it ain't doing right. Something ain't right with this air. Something wrong with it. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
What you gonna do about your show on the reparation?
I haven't really sent out anything yet. Now I talked to a brother today named Wali Ayub Bilal. And he's gonna come in right before the message of concern. The message of concern comes on at 4 o'clock here.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gonna come on like at 3 o'clock because he got a halal message. So he's gonna be on an hour, alhamdulillah, an hour before y'all come on. Then y'all are be off of. From 7 to 9.
Yeah,
but I wanted to report too, because one of the angles that how I see what we got to do is education of the people, and we got to keep up with who's saying what about and all that. You know, they had senator or what it was from one of this, was that Florida or something, who was saying that if anybody give out reparations that they're going to decrease their budget or something like that, you know. So we have to keep up with people who say stuff like that against reparations, and we got to do all we can to get them out of office.
Yes,
you know how they said the enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know, that's what they say, you know. So this guy named Benny, I think his name is Binion, he said, if anybody give out reparations, we're going to decrease their budget some way. So they fighting. So he calls himself fighting reparations. Ain't got a leg to stand on, you know. But we need to keep up with him and know all about him. You know what I mean? Can you hear me? Brother Akbar? Yeah. And then I was reading today about Mitch McConnell. See, if you look up Mitch McConnell was the leader of the Senate, and they asked him about reparations. He says, no, he said, reparations is a bad idea. And he says, well, because we fought a civil war, he says, and we have a black president. So we don't need no to give out no reparations and stuff like that, you know. So that's Mitch McConnell, the leader, the Speaker of the House, you know. And hold up a second.
Brother Tujar, your mic is on.
Okay. And so, yeah, Mitch McConnell, leader of the Senate, and they had a clip of him. He was at some event, and the people was booing him and telling him, retire, 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 retire. You know? So we got to applaud that. We got to keep up with why they saying that and why they want to get him out. And help get him out too, because you know he was against. He's against one of them Caucasians against reparations, a Southerner, Mitch McConnell. You see,
yeah,
so
right.
So yeah, I looked it up today, and they was booing him and telling him get out of here, get out of retire and everything. It's because I think they said it's because he opposed Trump, and these people was into Trump, you know. But right now, most important thing in my mind is reparations, and nothing more important than that. See, so we need to keep up with our enemies. You know what I mean? Keep up with them, and keep up with what's happening with them, who they're, you know, in other words, who they're running against. If they're running against somebody and one of the elections and stuff, we know that we need to know who they're running against and help that person, you know, and help that person get him out, you know, and then let them know that it's, that these people are building a movement to get people who are against reparations, get out of office, just get the hell out of Dodge, you know, just, you know. So I wanted to just mention that about Mitch McConnell. I saw that today. And I said, that's a good thing. Get him out of there, you know, because he's over the Senate, speaker of the House or something, and he's powerful. Get him out of there, you know. So that and this dude named Binion in, I think, in Florida. I'm going to look it up and be able to, you know. So that's the type of thing that I want to do with the self-help. We're going to call it Self-Help and Reparations Radio. Self-Help and Reparations Radio, you see? And that's the type of thing. How you doing, man? Good. And we're going to always have information. Hopefully people are going to read articles and come on the air and read articles that they read that's interesting or whatever, you know, and keep up what's going on, educate themselves, and be able to explain to people the main thing. See, these people say, oh, well, slavery was so long ago. Yeah, it was. But Jim Crow has been around here. You know, a lot of us was born in the Jim Crow area. 1965 was the Voting Rights Bill and the Civil Rights Bill. So I was born before 1965, so I was born in the Jim Crow area. And a whole lot of my relatives and stuff couldn't vote in some places in the South, you know, and they had a Klan and they terrorized us just in, you know, when I was a baby, you see. And also, if they, you know, if you got to explain to them, you said, look at the wealth gap. The average family, the average African-American family is only have one-tenth of the wealth of the average Caucasian family, the average. So for every dime that the average African American family have, the Caucasian average family got a dollar. They have a dollar. The average wealth of a Caucasian family is $176,000, about approximately $1,000. The average wealth of the African American family is just $17,000 as opposed to $176,000. You see, that's the wealth gap. People say, well, see, that goes to show you that even since since the turn of the century. African Americans have been held back, you know, held back from jobs and education and a whole lot of things. Mass incarceration, you know, locking up the males and letting the females have to fend for themselves, and the brothers come home and they got a record, they got a felony. Sometimes they can't get good jobs, and so all these things. See, that's how you debate somebody or let them give them information. Just explain to them. The main thing that Professor Darity talks about is the wealth gap. The African-American Caucasian wealth gap. That's where we got them. That's where we got them. For every dime we got, they got a dollar. You see what I mean? So, okay, I'm going to turn it back over to you, alhamdulillah, and I think within the next few days we're going to try to work out so we could get a self-help and reparations radio going so we could really talk about some things. But in the meantime, hopefully we could use a message of concern to get some ideas over. All right, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, brother. I mean, thank you so very much. Thank you. I said thank you. You hear me? Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Well, I'm gonna turn it over to Brother Suja. Suja, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Suja. Well, assalamu alaikum.
Could you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Okay.
Well, you got it.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to say with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I bear witness, and I agree with what I mean is saying. You know, we got to bear down on this here. We got to bear down on here and get the right peoples in here that gonna be consistent. You know, I don't think. Opposition, I don't think opposition is nothing that we should worry about. And I know we're going to have peoples that's going to make power plays. Those are power plays that's been made by this guy that he mentioned. I don't know what office he has. But he's talking about making a power play, you know, by taking money from somebody. You know what I mean? You ain't trying to make a power play. So, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. If we going to deal with those power players, I agree with Amin that we should write them down, and we should know the one that comes up against. That makes power plays against what we are saying, and when it comes to the right time, and that they want to change, we shouldn't let them in. We shouldn't let them in. You know, that's weak. What that person is talking about. I mean, we can show them all kind of ways. It don't make no difference with him or her. We can show them all kind of ways where they mistreated us during the time that our people was brought over here as slaves, and how they still owe us. You know that we have a debt on that they have a debt that they should pay, and that. And we can show them how they are paying debt to other nationalities and other people, you know, that went through lesser of what we're going through. And they got paid their debt, you know. And then they are punishing America because we don't have no power. America do what they want to do with our tax money because we don't have no power. They show us that I do what I want to do with the tax money. And they financing a wall for another country, financing it and televising it. They financing it and they televising it. You know, and they telling us, look what I'm doing. You can't do a damn thing about it. So we got to gather our forces together. Allah said he's gonna give us power, and we just gonna have to come together with our forces and stand up against. And see, any time that we can use our power, a concentrated power, and what I mean by a concentrated power, on certain things, like what this gentleman is saying, what this guy is saying, you know, that he gonna do if we ask for a reparation, if we apply for reparation, what he gonna do, you know? And so we got to have concentrated power, so we can zero in on them. And bring about havoc, you know, on them, you know, and let them know that you can't force nothing, you can't take nothing from us, not from this slave, you know, we're ready to fight, and we got to do it in a sense that if they make a mistake, it's gonna cost them, it should cost them if they make a mistake, you know. And it's a big mistake trying to tell us that we don't deserve the money that we should be getting from slavery, you know, and the reparation, you know, and just the idea that Connell. McConnell made a statement that he gave us a black president. America gave us a black president. But then what do that mean? That's supposed to take care of the debt that they owe because they gave us a black president? Because we had a black president, they didn't give us nothing. They haven't given us nothing. And this guy, this Caucasian racist, he's an old racist. He fainted on stage one time. That was just 2 or 3 weeks ago. He fainted. Fell out. He didn't know where he was at. You know. But this guy right here is an obvious racist, and everybody know that he's a racist. Even though if he going against Trump, that don't mean nothing. He's still a racist. You know, he don't care nothing about African Americans. Brothers and sisters, we got to have something to motivate us. You know, we need things to motivate us. You know, we need to come together and do things more together. We need to become successful together. You know, any type of wall, whether it's a small wall or a big wall, we got to see some success. We got to see what we can do with our unity. You see. And I believe that if we get the right peoples among us that can we can put out front to represent us and be able to talk to the media You know, we should have access to the media. We should have peoples among us, you know, in this move for reparation that is able to address the media when a statement like that is made by either one of those two. We should have somebody to speak up and speak out who's a tickle it and who knows and have knowledge of what we get, of what we went through, and have knowledge and be able to show them what is owed to us. You know, and we got quite a few brothers and sisters has that ability. But the only thing is we just not using them. We not using them. We can't put anybody out there. We can't put anybody out there talking to the news media that don't have the knowledge, you know. And the prisoners that we put out there, they should understand that we putting you out there because we believe that you know how to stand up with truth. You know how to fight with truth. You know how to bring the truth forward. We dealing with a sensitive, these people know that our audience is sensitive and they don't have knowledge of slavery. They don't, all the knowledge they have of slavery is what has been shown to them on TV. They don't have the real knowledge of slavery. We need to come at them and come at them strong, you know, and don't let nobody that act like that they with us get in there. We can't let them get in there and confuse the issue. You see, have the peoples going backwards, going back because they don't like what the person was saying. We don't need nobody to come out there represent us and go in there and confuse the people. We have to watch out for stuff like that. So we got to get two or three people that is knowledgeable, that can talk to the news media and do it on a regular basis. Do it on a regular basis. Have access to the news media. Have access to all this TikTok and all this other stuff that they have. And, you know, use it just like Donald Trump is using it. We know how to use it. We got to do that. We got to do that. And if we got abilities, you know, even if it's small abilities, let's use that until we can do bigger things. You know, I think we can get support for this here, brothers and sisters. You know, you got all these millionaires and things out here, and they not stepping forward and talking about, I'm an African-American millionaire, and they not stepping forward and saying that they want to support us to get reparation. They not saying nothing. All these football players, basketball players, they not going to step forward and fight for reparation for us. They got all these entertainers and things. They flashing their homes now. I know you see the same thing that I see. They flashing all their homes around, showing you that I'm a sell this and I'm a moving a new one. You know, they got these little images that they flashing on television and showing certain people with a little wealth. You know. And these same people, they ain't doing nothing for us. Ain't doing nothing for reparation. They're not standing up for truth. And they know what we went through. Know what we went through, brothers and sisters. So we need somebody to represent us with the news media. We need somebody to represent us anytime. Someone make a power play on us, we need somebody to represent us to set that sucker down, or whoever it is. We need that type of representation And we should start going. We should start getting it. We should start getting it now. We need to have a Muhammad Ali, you know, as far as our representation, that know what they're doing, you know, is not afraid of peoples, you know, don't have psychological problems, you know, about Caucasian, a psychological problem about African American, you know. We know we need people that know the truth and know how to use the truth, you know. So we thank you. We pray that Allah bless us with what we need, and say Allah, if anyone is listening to us now, anyone is still for, give us a call, you know. And the money that we have, we all come together and put that up and back you up, you know. So we came to you in peace. And we're going to leave in peace of assalamu alaikum.
Ain't nobody respond yet, so we'll keep going. We'll keep moving. Suja.
Yes, I think I'm
well, I guess now.
Yeah, I hear you.
Ain't nobody moved yet. Okay. Keep on rolling.
Ain't nobody moved yet.
Yeah, ain't nobody coming too.
Oh, okay then. All right.
Umalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. The only bad witness I testify there is no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. Have created this creation and put us all in it to test all of us and see which one is worthy of a reward he wants to give us for doing right on this earth. And he explained that reward in the Quran. And so, but you got to believe. He said, oh, you believe. That's a beautiful saying. Oh, you believe. So we believe that we win it, that the truth will set all us free, will cause this world to be the best world that we can live in. So we thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim, chosen us, he said, because if he didn't choose us, we wouldn't be here. Allah said, there's not a leaf that fall off a tree, does not fall and let that leaf get the permission of the one who caused it to be on the tree anyway. And that's the Almighty God of light, don't fall. I've seen some trees hold their lead to the next season, but they did not fall. We know now from that ayah that Allah does that. That's the power of Allah. So
okay,
we see the power of the Creator. He picked and choose whoever he pleased, who he pleased. He wouldn't tell us that don't make no image of him and we go do that and there's no punishment. He would tell us not to steal in the Bible, and Quran too. He don't tell you that you're going to get 20 years or they're going to beat you when they catch you. Allah said don't do it. And in other words, the one who do it, after he told them not to do it, he know who they is, and he know what unjust punishment that he going to put on them. It's like mama and daddy tell you not to do nothing. I remember my mama told me one time, don't go out there, man. I slipped out the window. Slipped out the window, went out there and got locked up. Being hardy and disobedient. So you pay. If you don't pray right then, you pray down the line. But the punishment is to help you get back on the right track. To say, tell to yourself, I had no business doing that. That was wrong. And Allah said, those who submit to his will, that's one of the things that you submit. You admit you're wrong. And you start doing right. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the world. I was looking at a movie with my sister. She stays in McDonald's. And I went down there Sunday. So we were looking at a movie, and I said, there was a movie about a man who was a lawyer. And when he's a lawyer, he didn't speak to nobody, treat people mean. He stayed in a high rise. And he wouldn't even speak, his wife would speak to the door man, he wouldn't speak to him. And he just mean to the maid. He just mean. But in the picture, they call themselves robbing them. They shot him. He lost all his memories. So he had to go. They shot him, put him in hospital. For a long time, he's in hospital. They put an African-American with him to get him back where he could walk and talk. Yeah, to get him to talk, what he did, fed him some food with hot sauce on it. And when he fed him that food with the hot sauce on it, he had to blow it. He had to say how hot it was. So he started coming back. And so he made it back. So, and he had to start walking and walk and back normal. He just couldn't remember everything. Something was coming back to him. He was a lawyer. He was a top lawyer. He went home. He didn't recognize his wife and his daughter. But once he got back home, he was a different person. He was as nice. He was real nice. And he started being nice. And he left the hospital. He got attached to that African-American that waited on him. And so he started being a problem. So the African-American came to see him. And the African-American told him that he's going to have to stand on his own 2 feet. He's going to have to try to learn what he needs to do so he can take care of his family. And he went to the office and started learning, reading. He couldn't even read. His daughter taught him how to read again. And, the moral of the story, that Allah can change you. And when you were the worst person, the best person, and his wife appreciated him, his daughter appreciated him. He was a kind, and he respected the cook that they have, the Caucasian cook. He was at night. Everybody started liking him. And then he read, and he found out that he had done some things, lied to people. And he went back and corrected that, and he quit being a lawyer. So that ain't no different than us. We were all kind of people. We were all kind of crooks and that's all players and everything else. But when we came into this religion, we let all that go. And we became the best people, the best man, or best. We became better than we thought we could ever be. This religion led us to be back, come back, be better than we. And people, even some of the people, maybe your family, don't want to believe that you're better now. They don't want to believe that you're not the harsh old bully gangster person you used to be. This is what this religion do to turn you around. It turns you around. It makes you conscious of what you're supposed to be doing with your life. It makes you make better choices. Make you even step better, think better, treat everybody right. So who the praise go to? The praise go to Allah. We thank Allah. We thank Allah. And praise it go to him. Even when we thank Prophet Muhammad, praise is due to Allah for Prophet Muhammad. That praise go to Allah. So we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad. We thank him for Imam Washington Muhammad. Even the honorable Elijah Muhammad. We realize that he had to do what he had to do to get us out of the situation we were in. And we were down in the mud in the mire. And he had to reach down in the mud in the mire and bring us out of this, out of that field and clean us up. Clean us up. And then turn us over to Imam Washington Muhammad. What a story. What a life. So we thank Allah for all the challenges, for all the difficulties. We thank him for the ease. We thank Allah for all of that. So we're going to keep working in our place. Today, it rained, stormed here again. Yesterday, it stormed here, knocked out kind of tree, cut the lights out. I mean, a big storm came through here yesterday. A little storm came today, and debris was everywhere. Throughout the streets, trees were down. But that brought income. That brought money. People had to work to move them trees out the street so you can drive your car, get them off the line, get those tree limbs off the line, cut them tree limbs up, take them off the line. And there were so many of them down. So Allah is warning us. One of the sayings of the final call paper today, they were selling, and that Farrakhan is saying that we live in the Armageddon. What do you call it? Living in the last day, the day of, the power of war, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, we recognize that we live in some tough times and that Allah is charged. If we fail not to pray to Allah, then we're going to get exactly what we earn from not doing what we need to do in order to be successful in this earth. We don't see success as having all kind of money, but success is obeying God and having a life to show for it. That's the success we're talking about. So all praise is due to Allah. So we're going to keep this show rolling, and we want reparation. We want it to make money, to invest in the future of our ethnic group. Because we know that when we say African American, that's not the best name. But we'll use it for a while. We gonna have to replace it because African American is not what we are, because Africa was invaded by Caucasian people and they left their name on that continent. There was another name before they came, Kabukura or something. Can't think of the name. And when you tell Africans that, they know they've been conquered. And you can look at some of the things they doing on the internet, dancing, dyeing their hair, and doing all kind of crazy stuff. No different than what we're doing here. Satan is working on all of us, people of color. I believe that's a curse, but it's a direct manipulation or direct involved to get us off the course, and saying that they are God and we are closer to the devil, they are closer to God. It's a lie. So we had to help our brothers, Caucasian brothers, because they in bad shape. They think they own the world. They think whatever they do is their will or no other will, not the will of God. It's what they want to will. We gonna show them, inshallah. So we trying to help them. We trying to help the homosexual. We want to tell them that put down that lifestyle before it's too late. Read about God did to the homosexual before you. And you will bear witness. That ain't the road you want to be on. Fire and brimstone. Because you have nothing to stand on. What you're doing is immoral. It's abomination to yourself. So we want to help you get out of that. Little Richard got out of it. Little Richard was one of the top-notch singers, entertainers that been on this earth. And before he died a man. Apologized for that homosexual life. We know if you delay and wait till you get on the other side, too late for you to repent and apologize and mend your ways. Too late. You are challenging the one who gave you that life. And this is Almighty God. So we said get rid of that life. It's nothing but a false desire that you have left creep into your life. God made me a man, and I want to be a woman. That's a false desire that you let creep into your mind and take over your operation of your body. You can reverse that. But you can't reverse it if you go have an operation. You're stuck. Why, if you hadn't had an operation, go ask God. If you had an operation, ask God to forgive you. And keep asking God to forgive you. And let God know that you made a mistake and you want him to forgive you for the mistake. Because that mistake is you're going to leave people in your environment, boy or girl, you're going to lead them in the wrong direction. And that's going to be a bad mark on your life. So alhamdulillah. So I don't see nobody else wants to have raised their hand. I guess I will bring Brother Suja back. Brother Suja, will you come back? As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum
as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Well, you got it for a minute. So
yes, sir, brother.
Going.
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, the 980 we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen. And I bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah, God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers. When I say all the believers, I didn't say Christian, Muslim, or Jew. I said believer. And I give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, we are uniting. We are uniting. We just need to see what we can do in this unity. I'm telling you, if we saw that boardwalk performance, there in Montgomery, the brawl that they had in Montgomery, Alabama, brothers and sisters, that would bring tears to your eyes to see African Americans come together and stand up in unity. You know, and stand up against oppression, stand up against injustice, and fight. Brothers and sisters, you got to go and check that out for yourself. Go and check that out for yourself. Just don't just listen to me. and you'll see that the peoples themselves is giving credit to those brothers and sisters that came, that stood up and united against a bunch of racists. They organized, they united and fought. That was a 16-year-old brother that was on the other side of the dock, and he swam all the way over just to get into the fight, just to help his brother, you see. And guess what? The brothers, they was in the right. That's the key, brothers and sisters. Anytime you used to see all the people in the news about they done killed somebody or there was a fight or something happened, 99% of the time they was in the right. The key, brothers and sisters. We have so much wrong done to us. It's not hard to get into the right, to be right, to stand up. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for justice. You know, I think if we watch that, we see that, that's gonna give us a little spirit. You know, and it's gonna show us that Allah is bringing us together. Allah is uniting us. You know, and the one that is coming together and uniting, those are the ones we want. Forget about the one that stand back and got fear in their heart. You know, don't want to step forward or try to out-talk you. You see, later on with them, we got to look for the action. We got to see from this point on. We got to see something, and we're not looking for someone just to pop up and do something for themselves. But that's good too. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Even if they had to pop up and do something for themselves, but at the same time, they got to want for their brother what they want for themselves. That's my point. They got to want for their brother and sister what they want for themselves. You know, and you got that type of spirit, you're going to be okay. Brothers and sisters, we got to unite in a sense where we got to kick this thing off. We got to get started. That's brothers and sisters want to do what we're talking about. They want to do it. But we got to unite and kick this off, brothers and sisters. It makes no difference whether we do it in Georgia, whether we do it in Louisiana, or whether we do it in Baltimore. It makes no difference. We got to get it started somewhere. You know? And we don't have to do all that hard looking. We got quite a few people that's already ready. We got access to people that is just waiting on you to call them and ask them to help us do this or help us do that. We got people waiting. We got young people that's ready and waiting. We got to stop driving. We got to stop playing these games, brothers and sisters. This is what's going on. I'm letting you know what's going on. We got a whole lot of games being played. You know, we got people just putting on shows. You know, ain't going to do nothing. Ain't going to do nothing. Ain't going to mean nothing. You got people putting on those type of shows. Let them keep putting it on. We want to leave them in the lurch. We're going to leave them putting on shows. You know, we and what we can do, if we get this thing started, we go to one of the entertainers and ask the entertainers, do they want to come in and participate? You know, they just like to put on the show. We can get started, and they can mix up with people that's doing the real thing while they is still putting on the show. And the peoples would look at them different, you know, and they'll have a different feeling, a different spirit, you know. So that's what we want to do, brothers and sisters. We want to get this thing established, brothers and sisters. We want to check on different things. We want somebody bold enough to go out there and set up different things and get things going and just start making telephone calls all around you, asking for support and asking, do you want to help or do you want to play this part? You know, do you want to represent us with the news media? We got to get the right people. We got smart people all around us, but then we're not using them. We're not using them. You see, and when we start making money, we need to get people that's got mind that know how to organize that money. You see, we need money, brothers and sisters. We need that reparation, but when we get money, we want to show that we know how to handle money. Things happen with money, and we're not going to believe in these lies, brothers and sisters, that somebody is going to misuse your money. Nobody gonna misuse your money. You see, you can't believe that. That's a lie. That's a big lie, brothers and sisters. Nobody misuse nobody money. You see, and we're not gonna let somebody think they're sharp enough to come among us and spend up all the money. That's not gonna happen no more. That's not gonna happen. Not 2014. I mean 2024. That's not gonna happen, brothers and sisters. We gonna see the progress of the small amount of money that we start off with, and we gonna see how it gonna grow. You see, we gonna make it grow. You know, that's what we gonna do. You know, and I know we talk about farmland. We talking about hotels, big hotels, academies, we talking about skating rinks, you know, we talking about movies, theaters, we talking about all these things that we need, hospitals, you know. So let's start off with something like a supermarket. Or let's start off with something like a service station. A service station. Let's start off with a service station in one of the cities and be able to support that service station some kind of way. You know, if you get a service station, you know, we can use things from our brothers and sisters to sell. You can supply the service station from where you at with things to sell. The only thing we asking you, if you start supplying things, we accept what you offering us to sell, and we just, the only thing we want is that you be able to keep up the supply. Don't run out of the product and have the people asking and they can't get no more. You see, whatever you decide to do, make sure that you got to figure out where you can produce this thing. You know, and if you haven't figured it out, get with somebody, because you got a whole lot of brothers and sisters know how to help you with that. You know, how to double and multiply what you have and all of the stuff. You know, we get to have those type of people among us. This is what the smart people is doing. This is what the people, this is what the Caucasian, the Chinese, and the Mexican is doing. They getting people that's qualified in different areas. Qualified in different areas. You know, one president don't have to know how to do everything. Don't think like that, brothers and sisters. We're going to need more than just one people. We're going to need a whole lot of people. We're going to need a person qualified in different cities. It might be an outbreak or something happened in a city that's far from us, and we're going to need somebody to represent us. You know, even though we're far apart, we're going to need representation. One thing I know that we're going to need, brothers and sisters, we're going to need transportation. We're going to need transportation. And I'm hearing quite a few brothers and sisters have went into the truck business, 18-wheel business. It's just a matter of us getting with that person and organizing with that individual that drives trucks. They own their own trucks. And we got to be able to have those loads on a regular basis. Have the loads that they need to go to different states, you see, to deliver what we got. We can learn all that, brothers and sisters. We can learn all that, and we can do it. We can do it just like you see these trucks on the road, and you see these trains moving with product. You can see these ships have products, and they moving. We can do the same thing. You don't have to start off big, brothers and sisters. We can start off small and work it up to something big. We can do the same thing. Let's keep hope alive. Let's keep hope alive. You know, praise be to Allah. We always can go to our brothers and sisters that claim to be rich. We always can go to them. You know, we still waiting on our reparation. You know, we still going to be asking and demanding our reparation, you know. But see, when we start getting that reparation, you're going to be getting all kind of help now. Rich people's money going to be neutralized then. You know, when you start getting money and start moving and start doing everything and making money, then here they come. You know, the people already have the money. But people like I've been trying to help people. I've been offering you this here. I'm just getting in contact with you. You know. That's all right. We gonna have all that. You know. We looking at the whole picture. Let's look at the whole picture. Let's don't be so short-minded. You know, We got to develop this thing. This thing is going to be big. It's going to be big. We're not going to be dealing with just a little something small. We're going to be dealing with something big. And that means that we have to have things that we in control of. When you're talking about doing something big, brothers and sisters, you can't stay in a dependent state. Hear what I'm saying? When you talk about getting big, you got to have some ownership in with certain things, so you wouldn't have to depend on the supplier. You had to become the supplier. Understand what I'm saying? You got to look at it. You know, if you want to get rich and you want to get wealthy and you want to establish yourself, we can't just be buying from so-and-so, so-and-so. We got to figure out how to produce these things ourselves. And that's what the infiltrator and everybody is trying to stop. It's us start doing for self and us being independent, you know, and owning our own product and producing for ourselves. They don't want us to get there right away, brothers and sisters. So that's gonna be the fight. And only thing we asking is that we just get started and get ready for the fight. Because we don't mind by fighting. We don't mind by fighting. We can teach you some lesson in fighting. I don't know why you got people that are scared of reparation, scared to fight. And we got a whole history of fighting. A whole history of fighting. Anybody, about anything. I don't know where these scary people's coming from. Other than they are just being controlled by Shaitan. That's the only thing, only answer or solution I can give to that question, you know, or to that point, you know, is that they've been influenced, they've been controlled by Shaitan, you know. So they don't want to fight because they know, and Shaitan got them believing that they can't be successful, you know. That this is owned by another people that's supposed to be the ruler. They take you right back to that image, and make you believe in that image. You know, these are the true masters. These are the people that can keep the galaxy moving, you know, keep the sun rotating, keep things going, you know. These people is the only one who can do it. No, sir, brothers and sisters. No, sir. Allah is the master of all of this, and Allah is putting us in charge. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you. We don't want to keep you on this low level. We want to get started. If we can start off like we were saying with something small, like a service station, start off with a grocery market or something like that. Call us. Give us a call. And let us talk about how we can get together, how we can get a spot, how we can renovate that spot. Find a spot where we can renovate it. It's a good thing. Don't let it be so too raggedy. You know, have it be a spot where you got access to electricity and water. You got access to electricity and water, you know. And we can renovate it right away. We can put refrigerators in there, we can put coolers in there, and we can set it up where we can stock it with supplies. You got a place here in Baton Rouge. So closed down. I guess everybody in the neighborhood is waiting to see what the white man gonna put in there. The so-called white. The place that's sitting up there. Pretty place. Nice. Already. It's already ready. It got walking. It got everything that you need. Only thing you have to do is refresh it. Just think about it, brothers and sisters. If we can open up a place like that, and from that point, you know, we have to get people to start supporting it. We have to get people to start supporting it. Take pictures of it from when it's not. It wasn't ready, and take pictures of it while we developing it, and keep taking the pictures, keep letting the people know our growth and development, you know, and be able to tell the people that we need more support, and get in a position where we need to know how much it's gonna cost for us to keep on functioning, how much it's gonna cost for us to keep on functioning every week. You see? Then we get a chance to get in contact with people that got farmland where we can get different type of growing product. I'm talking about cucumbers, tomatoes, and greens and things like that. You know, watermelon, cantaloupe, and things like that. But we want to have the real stuff in there. We're going to have the real stuff in there. We don't want to put none of this here false stuff that they have, you know, in this supermarket, in this market, you know. And just keep taking a picture of it and letting people know where we at. And ask suggestions. Ask people's suggestions. And be able to get people from different places of the city. You want to move down here in Baton Rouge? You know? And become the manager? Or you want to move down here and be over the vegetable department? You know, have it where people's is not afraid to make moves and be happy about seeing this growth, you know. And then be able to let the people know, just like we do on Saturday, let them know the type of money that we coming together with, you know. And set it up for later on, we're going to have jobs. That's the way we got to go, brother. So we thank you. I can do some more talking, but I'm going to yield, and I'm going to turn it over to Akbar. Again, we came in peace and leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got the lamb. Paint some good pictures.
I'm the
whole year. You know, come go
let's live. Let's do it.
Slavery really put us to sleep, made us unproductive. All we do is reverse that. They put us, they stole all our effort. And then
Maybe we can get some of those brothers talking about they got money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get some of those brothers to help us out with that.
Yeah, and get that, and like you said, those got that talent, and we know they got the talent because African Americans is the biggest, most managers in most of these stores that you see in wherever they at. You go to Walmart, there's an African American manager of this place. Go to the Whopper House, Hull House. You can go
so
to,
you think we can get some of them brothers all this money to help us out? We got a plan. I just presented a plan. That's easy to write it down.
Yeah.
I just presented a plan.
Yeah.
Look here. We're going to have to start off in penance. Them, they ain't going to move forward. They not going to do you can feel them scared. You can feel the fear in them. You know, they ain't going to want to spend a penny.
There's script malls, bunch of them around Atlanta and Decatur. And like you said, the people waiting on the Chinese or Mexicans or Caucasian, somebody come in there to do something.
Yeah.
That's what they're waiting on.
Yeah, and they're going to be disappointed.
And yeah, going to be disappointed. The store around the corner used to be a fish market, belonged to some brothers. One of them was a Muslim, and I understand he got robbed, and they killed the man, and they sold the store to some Chinese, and they done made a donut place. They in there early in the morning, about 12, about 2 o'clock, they gone. And guess who buys? Well, they sell some good donuts. They sell some good donuts. They sell some good donuts. But they in there by 5 o'clock and 2 o'clock, they gone. Across from there is the Mexicans. They sell dinners all day long. They make so much money on the breakfast. They're in there by 5 and by 2 o'clock, by 12, 1 o'clock, they out there.
Is that the black community?
In the African-American food. They be all out the dope.
Well, you know, and we love breakfast. We love breakfast.
They all out the dope. And them Mexicans know what to feed them. Them fat back and them bacon, pork chops. And they know what to feed them.
Yeah.
And they be round. They be all out the dope. And that'd be like that 12 o'clock. Them Mexicans so much money at 2 o'clock. They done clean that place up and they gone on. Ain't nothing but Mexico in that. Ain't nothing but Chinese people working in the donut place. Someone can barely speak good English. So everybody live good off of us. Because we have been trained not to trust, not to work with each other, not each other. We've been, and all that a reflection of the church. If the church has been telling, I'm not browbeating the church, but if the churches have been a real church and told us to support if something happened, they will come out and go against the people that, but they don't say nothing, but leave it up to pray and leave it up to Jesus to make it right. So it's just a place, a building they go to get their mind exercised on doing nothing.
Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, Rahmanir Rahim. I just want to say, you brothers, y'all need to stop. I say y'all forgot. Y'all forgot all those stores y'all talking about. I don't know about where y'all was at, but all those stores that we got used to be our stores until the Mexicans, the Chinese, our so-called Asalaam Liga brother bought that crack in that in our neighborhood. They didn't get that honest. We were supporting each other. We were supporting each other because we were segregated and we were supporting each other. So I'm just telling you. So when they came over here, why they didn't go build up in the Caucasian neighborhood? No, they didn't stop because
we stopped.
No, I ain't say no. What you stop for? Okay. How you gonna stop when you're all on crack?
How you gonna stop when they ain't got nobody to teach you? They cracked out the grandmother, the auntie, the cousin. They cracked out the whole family, and they still puffing dope in your neighborhood. And they are the one that stole them stores. They are the one that still pumping dope in your neighborhood because they know if they got your mind, the body gonna follow the mind.
We need to do what we talking about real bad.
That's what you need to do. Well, set up your store. If you set up your store like you got good as he cooked some pies and stuff like that. I'm just saying you're not the only one because you're 80, so we need younger people. But I'm just saying that's what we have to do because we got to train our children. We can't give up. Yeah, well, it's not like we just like we had never did it before.
Right.
We did. I remember. I was just thinking about my daddy. I said, "Dad, I remember my daddy, boy, and he got this little group together. Ain't nobody was stolen dope in the neighborhood. They ran all the dagos out the neighborhood. They ran them all out.
Ran dagos out?
That's right. And took over the store because they the one that had the stores, and they ran them all out. And they called it. And I didn't know they was Italian until somebody said we don't do racist remarks. I said, "Well, that's what they call themselves, dagos." I never knew that was Italian until I became a Muslim under Nabi Elijah Muhammad.
But that's what we come out
doing. Then that's what we have to do. And then when you start talking that negative talk like we don't do this and we don't do that, that's what you pushing.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they food is not all that. Sometimes I go to a Chinese store, the African American, the African American back there serving.
Oh yeah.
So I'm just telling you, stop that. Don't worry about them. All we have to do is start doing for self again.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised. Because they're getting tired too. You go in the neighborhood, like you said, we go in the neighborhood, I'll be talking to the brothers, they rock, and they be shaking. They tired of them too. Because they don't treat them right.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about them. Just go ahead on because they're watching their own neighborhood. Run the drug dealers out the neighborhood. Run the drug dealers out the neighborhood because that's what they did.
All right.
I'm telling you. And that's it. And you got to remember, if crack was so this and so that, why did crack in their neighborhood? Why they just brought it into our neighborhood all over the United States? Because that was their scheme, so they didn't get that honest. I don't give them no credit because we had that same unity too.
Right.
We had the same thing. We supported each other and everything. I was just one day I was thinking, I said, you know what? I've never really been around Caucasians. I said, I don't think I hold five hours. If I all together in my life, if I add up the time, I don't think I got 5 hours of conversation with them.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you,
When we setting up businesses and doing what we're gonna do, we can't worry about nobody else.
Y'all brothers are powerful.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're powerful.
We had to be firm when we said that's what we want. That is what we want, and we're not gonna debate, but we're gonna be firm on it. Yeah,
we gotta be firm on it. We can't let the infiltrator come in and make us infant.
Yeah.
And we got to put them on Front Street. The one that wants to sell us out, we got to put them on Front Street.
Yeah, we find somebody selling drugs, we'll give them a notice, and then after that notice over, then they got to go.
So we can do it. It's that we just need to say, well, let's do it tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Let's look for a place. Let's do it tomorrow.
And say one thing. And our brother got all that money, and you know, like that, they want to donate, but they ain't got nothing to donate to. They've been giving money to other people that ain't doing nothing with it, so they tired of giving the money to them. If you got a plan, because they making so much money, they have to get rid of that money. They have to do something with that money. That's why they be buying all these houses and these cars and all that stuff like that, because they got to do something with that money.
Could you show us anything that they did with that money?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. They got to do something with the money, Shujah.
Okay, so
that's why they bought five houses.
So you're saying they got the money?
Yeah, they got the money, but they got to do something with it, and they ain't got nowhere to donate it to.
Okay.
And they gave Farrakhan much as they can, and he ain't doing nothing. They give them brothers. They don't think they ain't giving them brothers money.
Okay.
But they ain't got nothing. But what do we? If you have a plan and show all these plans like that, even dealing with the calendars and the water and all that stuff that brother got, I said, shoot, I can't tell me you can't donate. All you have to do is show a plan and show that you progress.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
Hello, Egba.
And nobody can tell me that they won't do it. Are they looking?
So that's what we want to do. That's exactly what we want to do.
Yeah.
We want to see people get all this money. We want them to know that we want to set up. We want to set up and establish food, clothing, and shelter. We want to establish that. Let's get that established. That's what all Caucasians does. They get with people among themselves that got money. That's what the Jews do. They get with people that got money. That's what the Messian does.
Well, I'm telling you.
That's what the Arab does. Brother Akbar, I just want to say one thing and then I'll be finished, okay?
Yes,
you got to understand that what our problem is that we need to know business. Because we keep saying, the Arabs, what they doing, the Mexicans, what they doing. That's business. You're supposed to do that. So what we need to do is learn. That's what I was thinking about. Said we need to start teaching our children how to do business, keep records, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to support those that – right there, and let them know that if you're in a community, you always got to give something back to the community. And then you hire people in your community. That's business. So it's not like we come out, they doing this, they doing that. They doing what business is supposed to be, and we know business, and we're going to be doing because they doing it, we're going to be doing because this is business. This is how you operate business. That's all that is to that. And I don't give them no credit. Because they dealing dope and all that stuff right there in the neighborhood. Even the one that's at Asalaam Lincoln, they out there dealing dope.
What we got to do, we got to stop them doing business in our community. Yeah, and let them do all the business they want.
And then when we do our news,
you know.
I
think the talking should be the business shooting up. That we are establishing. That's the talk.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
You close it
go
out.
Go ahead, Edgar.
I said, can you close us out?
Yes, sir. A'udhu Lehi Menah Shaitan Rajin. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. I mean.
I
shall not.
I once I did. He sure don't put us
go
on
ahead.
The spot. Put men. He sure don't put us men on the spot. So I love it. And so, yes, you don't put us minions on the spot. We got to do something.
Yeah. I mean, we say that we are minions,
right.
but we don't have nothing to show.
That's got nothing to show. So she right.
We can't tell our jury that.
You know what?
That's
right.
You know, and we can't tell our brothers and sisters. You know that, and we got to show them a service station. We got to show them a market. And we got to show them of some kind of business and process that us men came together and we are producing. And look at this. Let's get a nut. All right.
Hello, Egbo.
Hello, Egbo. Okay. I salam.